later.
Nice try.
What do the bylaws say?
Very little. Actually, I think what you normally do in something like this, you can, if you want to be formal, you can elect a president pro tem or a chairman pro tem to run the meeting, or you can just kind of decide amongst yourselves who you want to run it, however you want to do it.
Well, I made a motion for Mark, but I didn't hear a second.
Well, you did, he did such a good job the last term.
Gus is just absent tonight.
Well, he does have a job tonight. He has a job.
All right, Jeff.
Sounds like you got a job.
All right, let's get started. Anybody in objection? Anybody in objection to me running the meeting with all you teammates?
Go for it.
No.
All right. Number one, call to order. Number two, approval of the agenda. Got the first. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye. All against say nay. Done. Approval of the minutes. 45 to 50 minutes, look over the minutes. And do I hear a...
Who's going to read the minutes?
I read the minutes. I vote to approve the minutes.
Second.
We got a first and we got a second. All in favor say aye. Aye. And all against say nay. Done. Declaration, any letters, opinions, guidance, outside advisory committee presently or in the past? Jim, anything come in?
Not to me.
Anybody else? Okay, number four is complete. Number five, wings and wheels update. I guess we'll probably
right
need to recruit some support from the public and...
Okay, I'll tell you. Everything's moving along. Our first advertising went out, or first article in the Post yesterday. We're in full swing as far as getting the word out. We're going to have a logistics meeting somewhere in the middle of July. We've added 6 regular buses and 2 KSI buses, and we just got approval from the Nanticoke Tribal Council to have 2 of their people movers trolleys to move people. So it's going to be a matter of trying to figure out how we can move them down here efficiently and get them unloaded and back down to the schools. The town of Georgetown has agreed to be intimately involved with us this year, helping us out. So they will be part of our logistics meeting. So everything is running very well as far as that's concerned. We are deep in the middle of the Aviation Education Day that's going to be, we've narrowed that down to being Friday morning, that's the 3rd, from 9 until noon. And we are in the midst right now of recruiting speakers and vendors and all of that kind of stuff. And Del Tech from down here, as well as Del State in the northern part of the state, will help recruiting high school kids to come out to that. Thanks to Jim, I got in touch with a contact with DelDOT, and they were planning to have an Education Aviation Day in Newcastle County. And since they heard about ours and we talked, they are going to bring all their resources down here to ours. Through the FAA, and they have a Delaware Aviation Commission or committee, and various other resources that they have, so that's starting to move along. The Young Eagles, the EAA unit from Wilmington, is really excited about Sunday and being able to provide rides for kids between 7 and 17, and they have not given me a limit to how many kids we can sign up, and they will fly until the last kid has a chance to fly. So that is moving along as well. That's where we are at this moment.
Is the sign up for the EAA, is that going to be up to the last minute, or do they have to pre...
Well, we're going to try and pre-register as many kids as we can. We We thought through the high school kids that we've got with Education Aviation Day, because we know that they're definitely interested in aviation, would be a start. Our ROTC cadets, which we have from Seaford, Polytech, possibly Sussex Central will be back. We're just not sure about that yet. There's a changeover in command, and we just don't know what's going to happen as far as that's concerned yet. We've reached out to CAPE, and we haven't heard back from that. And then we also have our Boy Scouts to come out and help us on Saturday, and we figured between all of those, we could have a really substantial first sign-up for pre-registration. And then we will, you know, depending on what kind of interest we get, then we may open it up to the public for this year. We're just not sure what it's going to look like. But they're supposed to be sending me a pre-registration packet, and then we'll start getting that stuff organized and getting that out.
I know there's probably four right here in Sussex that probably would say something to me if they know about it.
Well, we are telling people about it. It's in this article. And so if there is somebody that's interested outside of that group, we will certainly encourage them to sign up as well.
It's going to be 100 students invited.
Are you talking about the Education Aviation Day or the Young Eagles?
The EAA
client.
Well, out of the population of 100 that we expect to have at Education Day, it'll be a pretty good sign up out of that. Mm-hmm. And they've assured her that they'll fly everyone that signs. And that's the first that I've been associated with them setting up. We'll fly till the last one flies.
Linda, can you speak to, this is sort of a new direction for Wings and Wheels, or maybe an added aspect to the event. How are you going to let the community know or talk about the informational side of getting the word out on the expansion of the event?
Like I said, the PR just started. I have a very lengthy conversation with Glenn Rolfe from the Post. And he did start to address all of that. And he always tries to start new with what we're doing. And we added this part of it because we were trying to attract a younger crowd to come out to this. And we thought this would be the perfect way to do that. And any of the radio spots and any of the advertising that we're going to do, we've got some articles that are going to be set to be running in Delaware Today and a couple of other of the glossy type magazines that come out, and also just press releases that we're going to do. So any type of the advertising or press releases that we're going to do from now till the event, we're going to talk about these two programs that we have going on. The part of it for the Education Aviation Day, we're going to talk about it, but we're not necessarily going to open it up to the public because we wanted to have it concentrated that were kids that were really interested in aviation to start off at least this year with. And that's why we're using the recruiters from Dell State and Dell Tech to be able to help us with the guidance counselors and all the school systems. So they will find out about it. The Dell Tech recruiter has already started to get the guidance counselors aware of the fact that this is coming, and then September he'll hit the ground running and get the word out to the high schools. We don't want it to necessarily be a day, because one of my staff immediately said to me, oh, if I could have a half a day of school off, I'll go, but that's not what we're interested in. We really are interested in kids who are thinking about aviation or really want a career in aviation, so this is a way to get the vendors and the resources out in front of them so that if they were on the fence, we can push them over and to see what the opportunities that they have are if they go to Dell Tech or Dell State or anything else that we've got going. So anything that we have going out, publicity-wise, we'll talk about both of those programs.
Okay. I think it's wonderful. I think if the county can be involved any greater stuff.
You and I will talk.
I'd love to be.
Okay.
I see it as a bigger thing than just even Wings and Wheels, because of what we're trying to do out here with the airport. And you know, with Dell Tech's recent expansion. We've given the land for the hangar. They're nexus with Pats. I mean, this is kind of all fitting in, and we want to be a part of that. So I love it, and if we can be of assistance.
I'll drop you an email. Maybe we can figure out when we can sit down and talk. Because
okay.
I've also reached out to the state police, their aviation unit.
Right.
Because you know, they bring the helicopter out for Wings and Wheels, but we want them involved with the Aviation Education Day as well.
Mm-hmm.
And LifeNet, and because they're out here, and you know, all of that. So.
Did you get a response from the state police?
I've not yet, no.
I can help with that, too.
Are you aware of Captain Higgins?
What was the name of that? What's the card that you gave me? Do you remember? It's on my desk.
I ran into two over in arenas, and they gave me their card, and they volunteered to not only put the demo on, but they would like to also be a speaker at the event in front of the youngsters.
And Friday's actually worked out much better for us because we had been thinking about Thursday afternoon, but because of the recruiter at Del Tech telling us that, you know, Thursday afternoon's not going to work because you've got too many kids involved with sports and they're not going to come.
Yeah.
So that's why we went to Friday, which opened up a lot for us because Dick Cole will be here. He's coming in Thursday night, so he can be a speaker. The Naval Academy Parachute Coordinator, Team Coordinator, was going to take Friday off until we moved it to Thursday, so now I've communicated back out to him. So we're working on a lot of different avenues as far as the speakers are concerned, but you know, any help that that you can provide and the county can provide, that would be great. So
okay.
I will reach out to you for that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good stuff.
Anything else, everybody? Okay. Wildlife management update for 6. Jim?
There's not a whole lot to update, John, but we're coming to the end of our goose nest and egg depredation permit. It runs out at the end of the month. They're pretty much done nesting, and that was a pretty successful year as far as getting rid of some of the nests. I think I've talked to you in the past about some of where the fence crosses some of the ditches that deer have been getting in and out there fairly easily, one place without even ducking. We've closed two of those up now with special gates that we can remove to clean and everything. One over behind Del Mako over by Pat's, which this morning I was chasing a deer along the fence, and he went running towards that ditch thinking he was going to get out, and he just kept bumping the fence.
Are you
calling? No.
Russell?
But he went back over to the other side to the woods. And we are making progress with some of the big holes in the fence, and we've got money in next year's budget to complete the job, so there's a couple more places that we'll do that. So that's it on wildlife.
Do you have anything for the wildlife? Okay. Airport update.
lots going on. We've completed some projects in the industrial park that we talked about last time. Part of Baltimore Avenue and part of Sussex Avenue in the industrial park got repaved. The speed bumps have all been removed from Nanticoke Avenue, and the ones, except for by the guard shack, the speed bumps have been replaced with speed humps. We're just waiting for the signs that say speed humps to go alongside there. Those have been completed. The concrete apron repair, that's been completed. In fact, we're starting to have a problem now with water ponding because we've sealed all the cracks and the water's got no place to go. So that turned out to be a good project. We're still waiting to put the restriping of runway 1028 out on the street for bids. We're still looking at doing that this year. Probably now be August or so. That'll be a daytime painting of 1028, and you know, obviously we'll have to close the runway for that. I had mentioned last time that we're setting some higher standards for reflectivity for the paint with that, just to use as a test case. to compare it to the normal paint that we used on 10 or on 422 a couple weeks ago. We had selected Delta Airport Consultants as our new airport consultant, and they're doing a couple of tasks for us right now. One of them is updating our airport property map, which is a drawing that shows the FAA where all our property came from, who paid for it, because that affects our grant obligations. That has to be updated before we can apply for any more grants. We're just about done with that project, and we'll move into the apron expansion project that I think I talked about last time, across from the Deltec hangar, where the grass tie downs are right now. There'll be some sort of an apron expansion there, and we're looking at different configurations. This is going to be different from our tie down ramp that we did a couple of years ago. This will be more for the larger aircraft. I'm hoping we'll have a 737 spot there eventually. So, let's see. The runway 422 project, we're still finishing up what we called package one, which was last year's project. We've completed the stormwater management pond reshaping, so that drains. If you've seen that, it had been holding water. Then we've got some seeding and mulching left to do, that some landscaping on that project. Package two, which was this year's project, the runway portion of that is pretty much done. The new pavement is down, the stripes are down, the grooving has been done, and we reopened the runway May 15th, which was actually a day earlier than what we had said. So that came along pretty good, and I know it caused a lot of heartburn with people and disrupted a lot of people's lives, and not much we could do about it, but I appreciate everybody's patience and cooperation with that. Most of the work that's left on that project now is electrical. The MALS, the medium intensity approach lighting system, is the big thing they're working on right now. In fact, they've started putting up the light towers. The first set is in just off the end of the runway, and then every 200 feet over across Park Avenue, there'll be more light towers. There's a shelter that comes with that has all the controls, the electronic switches and stuff. We're waiting for that to be delivered, and that'll go in across Park Avenue. So you may see that happening. We still have some issues with threshold lights on runway 22. The ones on the very end are the wrong color, and then the outboard lights on the display's threshold are not there yet. And that was a color thing also, but. We're waiting for those to come in. The PAPIs, the precision approach path indicator lights, we're expecting those to get flight checked this Friday. Hopefully we won't have any problems with that. We do have some electrical issues with that aren't going to allow us to turn those on and keep them on right away. We're in the middle of a fix for that, so that it's probably a couple of weeks before we'll be able to turn those on.
You say they, you mean the electricians or the FAA? You said they won't allow you to turn them on.
Well, we won't turn them on. The problems don't allow us to turn them on.
Okay.
We have some safety concerns with some of the grounding, and I don't want to get into all the technical stuff, but we'll flight check them Friday. We're working on the fix, so it's probably going to be a couple weeks before you see the PAPIs come up. The other issue that came up recently is the approach lighting system is going to have to be flight checked also before we can turn those on. We don't have any of the same electrical issues with those other than getting them flight checked. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. We have to get an agreement signed with the FAA for them to come in and do the flight check. So there's still probably a month before we get those to where we can turn them on anyway. Let's see. Instrument approaches. Our instrument approaches were flight checked in May. The bad news is two of them failed the flight check, not because of anything that we did or the runway configuration or anything. It's the way they were designed when they came and flew the approaches, they didn't fly the way they thought they were going to. One of the problems is with the restricted area that's out there that's not going to be shown on the approach. I'm not sure why that caused a problem, but it's something they're looking at.
You're talking about the prime hook?
No, the, what is it, 4006, the Patuxent.
Yeah,
I got very little. I'm lucky to have the information that I've got today. But so that was one issue. And then he told me it was a visual descent area issue, which there really isn't any such thing. I think what he meant was the visual descent angle didn't work out. So they're looking at that. What this means is we're not going to hit the July publication date for those. It's going to be September 18th now. But the good news is they're going to have all the kinks worked out of it, and we're actually going to have a better product as a result.
Which two failed?
He didn't say. I think they were both on the fore end. And I'm starting to think there was two issues that caused them all to fail, not just two approaches. But I'm getting about third-hand information. And
are we going to be allowed to shoot them until the revisions come out, the existing ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The new ones won't be published till September. The new approaches, like I said last time, the vertically guided minimums will not be there. The LNAV, VNAV, and the LPV minimums, which probably doesn't mean anything to most people, but will to your guys. There had been an issue with authorizing the approaches at night. Those have been solved now because of what we've been doing with the FAA. There was a utility pole that was a foot and a half too tall on Park Avenue. We've lowered that. That's taken care of a lot of problems for us. Some of what we called legacy obstructions, obstructions that were in the system for years and that have been gone for years, we finally convinced the FAA that they're not there, so that deleted a lot of problems for us. The one problem that's still going to remain is there will not be any night circling to 1028. That won't be authorized. And that's because we don't have an obstruction survey for that runway, which is an expensive proposition, and we're going to have to take a look at how important it is, and we'll probably come back to the committee with looking for recommendations.
And will that come out in the September publication?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to circle, you know, from either end of 422 to the other. You just won't be able to circle from 4 or 22 to the other runway. And that's something we're going to have to work on solving. Those are approaches. Our marketing plan, I think we talked about that last time. I don't know if we told you who we selected to do that. That's going to be L.R. Kimball. And we're going to have a kickoff meeting tomorrow for that. And what this marketing plan will do for us, it's not going to actually do the marketing. It'll help us to identify our product, do some branding, recommendations as far as name changes or whatever we need to do, and then also develop some of the tools, some of the logos or video, PowerPoint presentations, and that type of thing. But the kickoff meeting is tomorrow for that. That's all I got.
No, I think you had enough. You got it all. Okay, anybody else for airport update? Going once, going twice. Minimum standards discussion. Number 8. We required, I think it was 36 months. We're slightly past the 36-month period. Correct?
16.
What's that?
It was 16 months, but yeah, we are.
16 months? Okay. Has there been any problems or issues with minimum standards?
We've used our minimum standards. We used it last year with the banner operator that was here. We've had a couple phone calls from people that wanted to start some kind of a small business, and you know, once they found out that they were going to actually have to tell us what they were doing and why they wanted to be here, they kind of got lost. As an example, minimum standards, and Susan had caught this, was, I don't know if you saw the picture of the guy in the paper a few weeks ago that was arrested for home improvement fraud. He'd been out here within the last year or two wanting to start a detailing business out here. You know, people are out there, and you know, it's important for us to kind of keep a handle on who's operating a business here at the airport.
So, I think the question is, if there's no issues, do we need to open a review of it, or are we satisfied with the minimum standards as they are and continue? Continue as is? Is that what? There are a few hitchings, but
do we need to proactively do anything to keep them, or? Mm-hmm. They're in place until we say they're not.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was Larry Kelly when we initially got into the process that we don't review them enough. I thought it was at 36 months.
16.
All right, so, do we want to set another time limit to have another review, or do we want to just make it to where the committee can request to have it put on the agenda if necessary?
As needed.
As needed? I got a vote for as needed. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Got a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Okay. Number 9. Public comments. Anybody from the public have any concerns, inputs? Yes, sir.
My comment is, I think you should do away with July and August.
I think you're probably one of the brightest people in here with that greatest suggestion here in the evening, and we're going to go with that. We agree. We were kind of having a sidebar conversation out by the door.
People were traveling, and you know.
We will bring that up. We'll hold that at bay, and we'll bring that up in the next number 10, which is the next meeting day. We'll discuss that. So we'll come back to that. Anything else from the public?
Just a comment about the idea about marketing the airport, and Wings and Wheels, etc. As an outgrowth of the aviation education and career day that Linda spoke of, we're trying to use that as also a venue to show the businesses that are associated with this airport, such as Deltec, Hats, tourism, and the airport proper. And our approach is to basically create three to four booths that will be part and parcel of this presentation. We'll use as a prototype to ultimately take that onto the road and show others what all is available here at this airport as far as those four businesses. Now, we would like to see Pats take a heavy lead in that education program, if at all possible. Deltec is obviously there with the power plant and the airframe schools, that's their business. And we've talked to Scott Thomas, who is basically representing tourism. And last but not least, whatever is a result of your marketing discussions and efforts, as far as what we could actually have in a booth for what I term, from a corporate standpoint, a roadshow to actually dramatize what we want to tell others about the airport proper, in addition to obviously being tourism. I guess what I'm asking is permission to continue to develop that for the Aviation Education Day in conjunction with Linda, and then say if we would have the opportunity to go someplace to another. I come from Front Royal. Let's say hypothetically I go back to the air show in Front Royal, and I have this presentation of what we're doing here at this airport. Would that be part and parcel acceptable to you as the advisory committee to the airport to be working on the development of that?
Let me see if I understand what you're saying there. So you'll have like a package or information or some sort of displays that you're looking at possibly taking from not only Wings and Wheels but also to other locations.
Right.
And you're looking for the committee to give you approval to do that before Wings and Wheels?
What we'd like to have is, what I'm really asking is, if we take the effort to put the booths together, in other words, the presentation for the Wings and Wheels event, which you'll be able to see at Wings and Wheels, it's basically a time to prototype what is being said about those companies as far as their businesses and obviously our airport and what we want to tell the outside world about the airport. That's, so to speak, what I'd like to make certain that you, being the advisory committee, that you're well aware that we're doing that presently under the auspices of Wings and Wheels, and that obviously that first day called the Aviation Education and Career Day, but also it becomes a good prototype time to flesh these four booths out, three to four booths out, so that when we take it on the road, everybody knows the story that we're basically presenting and that we're all behind the presentation, whether it be what Dell Tech says about their business, what obviously Pat says about their business, and Scott Thomas in tourism, and last but not least, what we say about the airport proper.
And Jeff, just so you, what Mike, you know, the Education Aviation Day here would be that first setup. And then the next thing that Mike's been working on is an Education Aviation Day that is in, where is it?
Leesburg,
Virginia. That's at the end of October. So that would be the next, so to speak, roadshow that whole thing would go on.
Leesburg has an organization called ProJet. And ProJet started out as a quarter jet management service out of Winchester, Virginia. They moved to Leesburg on a temporary basis when we actually were reworking the runways in Winchester. But they also came to understand that they could make a business out of Leesburg as an airport. Now, the lady that runs the show, and she's been running this show for at least 8 years, is a woman by the name of Julie O'Brien, who I came to know over the years. And she has group come in of 500 to 600 young adults to actually be part of their presentation. As you can see, we're starting out very small and basically saying, if we can handle 100, we're doing a good job. Well, why I'm bringing that into play is when I was with the Front Royal Airport in Warren County, Virginia, they had some of the similar challenges that we do here, is explaining to our own people where the airport was, believe it or not, and what was available at the airport. And we used an air show similar to what Wings and Wheels does to start highlighting the airport as a location and a destination, and then our tourism objectives then fell in right behind that to say, okay, we have a destination that people know about. Then we took that as a corporate display to this show in Virginia, Leesburg, and we became an integral part of that show, and all the aviation vendors and suppliers, and obviously all the parents of the individuals that came to that, then they could actually get a better idea of who we were and what we were about. And in similar vein, trying to use Wings and Wheels as a great destination event, and also now expanding it to the Aviation Day, Education Day, we thought maybe if we told ourselves what we wanted to say about the businesses and the airport, et cetera, and prototype it in that environment, then everyone would feel more comfortable with the message that we were trying to obviously develop and take on the road. So,
seems logical. What would you be looking for approval from us as a committee? What would it, Wings and Wheels, you're already going to do that, you already started, but to go to Leesburg at the end of October, would we need to bless that? Are you asking us to take a look at Wings and Wheels and what you have there to bless taking it to Leesburg?
Yes. So, in other words, just the same way as we're trying to develop it under the Wings and Wheels day, first day, Aviation Education Day, and say, yeah, that really represents us and who we want to be to the outside world.
Which leads into our other question of when our next meeting is going to be. And that's
yeah.
that's why I was asking the question is,
yeah.
You know, we need to fit into your program at the same time. So.
Well, I think if you're going to go someplace and represent the county and Pats and whoever else, that the approvals really should come from the county and Pats. And
we're already working
yeah,
with
already
Linda.
Working
we're already involved with it. So.
And we're not sure about Dell Tech yet. In the email that we got, we think that they were only focused on what they're going to do here versus what they're going to take on the road. So we just got to kind of figure that one out.
They'll have it. Dell Tech and Pats have got a great relationship, and they can develop that together. I'm as concerned about the tourism with Scott. Scott knows what he wants to say about tourism, but also I'm very interested in what we want to say about the airport. And if it's only three booths, then it could be obviously Dell Tech and Pats, and then tourism slash our airport, or our airport slash tourism, whichever you feel should be given the highlight. But I've already asked Dell Tech and Pats, as well as tourism, if they would be available, if you all give us the approval out of what you see, to take this into Virginia on the 24th of October. So.
Well, I think we'll, as it gets closer, we should probably iron this out.
Okay.
It's probably outside of the focus of this committee and more airport centralized with the county itself.
Okay.
So, I'm happy to have that discussion.
Thank you.
When's the 4th Wednesday of October?
We don't meet in October. If you meet in September, it wouldn't be till November.
That's right after the third. Okay. The third Wednesday. Okay.
Wings and Wheels is the 4th, October 4th?
Yes.
We'll put that into consideration, and somebody from the county should be contacting you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else from the public? Yes, ma'am.
Where are we with the name of the airport?
Jim, you got it.
Well, that'll be part of the marketing plan. Make recommendations, and obviously it's going to have to go to the county council and get the appropriate approvals. That'll be one of the steps in the marketing plan that we're going to start tomorrow, and that's probably about a 6-month project.
What name do you have in mind?
Pardon?
What name do you have in mind?
I like Southern Delaware Regional Airport just because Sussex, there are other Sussexes around.
It's certainly something we want to look at.
It's all Sussex.
And it's going to be, that's why we're doing the marketing plan, to have someone that's an expert in branding and marketing and airports to come in and tell us we've got an image problem, or maybe we just have a perceived image problem. I don't know. But when you have an airport that lands in Sussex County, Georgetown, Delaware, and they think that they're on New Jersey, and they ask what exit their driver's on,
tell them DEL.
We may have an issue. And that's a true story. We'll see. That's part of the whole 6 months. Maybe sooner than that, I hope.
Well, they might make one or two mistakes in 50 years. That's not too bad.
Ma'am, anything else for the committee?
No.
Okay. Anything else from the public? All right. With that, let's go to our last agenda item, most complex. Next meeting date. I've already heard September. 4th. Wednesday is...
I'm going to make a motion to lift July and August.
Well, we'll get to that. But if we're looking at September, what's the 4th Wednesday?
24th.
Okay. All right. So if we go to September, we have to have a motion to do away with the July and August meeting dates. And then we'll go with the September.
Did you already set July and August?
Mm-mm.
So that's just a motion to meet in September.
Any reason we need to meet for construction or anything airport operation side for July and August?
I don't know how many people you've got on that email, but I've heard good favorable comments about keeping everybody up to date and everything. So, I know I'm on there. I think probably Patch is on there, but who else? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, that's been well received with information being disseminated to the pilots. So,
send 45 of those emails.
No.
Yes.
We got them all.
Yeah. And don't make any plans that can't be changed.
Right.
I got used to that.
Irreversible plan.
Yeah, that was the first one. All right, so all in one motion, and I'll just put it on the floor to do away with the July, August, and next meeting date be September 24th. Do I have a motion for that?
I make that motion.
Do I have a second there?
Second there.
All right, we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against say nay. The ayes have it. At this time, with no further business, unless somebody corrects me, this meeting is adjourned.
And a motion.
Thank you, Jeff, for filling in. Good job.
Good idea.
But you never left.